It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, intern Will, here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rex Road, what's going on? How we doing?
Remember how we were just talking about how these headphones all work?
Yes.
Yeah, this one doesn't work.
Hopefully this one does.
But anyway, other than that, going great.
That's good.
And I'm actually kind of, what do we call this camera here? Michelle, what do we call this camera?
The GoPro.
The GoPro.
Yeah. Is working.
I like the GoPro.
GoPro's
I like
good.
Yesterday, you know, every once in a while you just come across Twitter, and then it's like, boom, there's your face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whoa, not high angle, right in your grill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like this a little bit better, you know?
When the GoPro is working, you know it's going to be a great day.
Yeah. A little bit of a wider angle.
Right. If we can get GoPro plus both ears coming through, we're ready to rock on a Friday.
That's right. Well, intern Will's here, so we're ready to rock already.
That's right.
It's going to be a good day.
Got the crew.
That's right. The crew is in the house. Taking your thoughts all show long on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We've got a busy show for you here today. Lots of reaction to the Titans. It was fight night for the Titans yesterday at practice against Tampa Bay. We'll talk about that a little bit here in just a few minutes. Teron Davenport joining us at 8 o'clock. Jarrett Stillman joining us for the second day in a row at 9 o'clock. So, Joe, I know you're looking forward to that coming up at 9 o'clock today.
Yeah, after he called my story yesterday a Bobo story.
Is that what
a
he said?
A Bobo. Yeah, he's trolling me. He got me to listen.
Hey.
I was sitting there writing my little Vanderbilt football story.
Yeah.
And, you know, across Twitter, is this Rex showed up in peace a Bobo story? I'm like, okay, I'll listen, Jared.
Bobo.
Yeah. So apparently, whatever. Well, I'll save it for him. But what did I say yesterday was going to happen? The Bucs are going to respond.
Yep.
They're going to have a better day, and the Titans are going to be mad, and then Jared was going to be like, oh, my God, the Titans suck. I don't know if Jared said that, but I'm just imagining Jared saying that. And now it's just, oh, it's bad. Bad, bad Titans.
Well, I can tell you one person that was not overly thrilled with the way the Titans practiced yesterday, and that was head coach Mike Vrabel. Did not seem to be a big fan of the Titans practice day yesterday against Tampa Bay and was asked about that, talked about that after the practice was over. Here's what Titans head coach Mike Vrabel had to say yesterday about his team.
We didn't do very well offensively. You know, I don't think we competed like we did yesterday.
Vrabel. Mike, how would you rate the quality of today's practice?
Thought it sucked.
Why did it?
I don't know. I just, from what I saw, we didn't do very well offensively. You know, I don't think we competed like we did yesterday.
I thought it sucked from Vrabel.
So that was, quote also was from a Jared question.
Yeah. Look, he's getting things done down there.
I mean, we might have to just, you know, I might have to bring Jared along to the road games some of these weekends. I know he'd probably be on some boat with a white claw.
Some pontoon out there.
Pontoon with a, you know, with a pomegranate white claw. But I don't know, man.
Like his hero Brady. Jared out there with some avocado tequila.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that's probably what it'll be. But he gets answers. He gets sound bites.
Makes Tom Brady quiver, as he said yesterday.
That's right. Brady quivering and Vrabel sometimes here and there will kind of, you know, be frank like that, but not that often.
Yeah.
Usually he's pretty measured, like, eh, you know, everything's fine or everything's not that great. It's down the middle. But, yeah, Vrabel was clearly upset. And obviously he had all the fights. I mean, I feel bad for Chris Jackson.
Yeah.
He got Antonio Brown right in the face.
Shout out to George Walker of the Tennessean. Fantastic photos. And even though people on Twitter yesterday were trying to run with him and steal him and not give George credit, which is a problem in today's world.
What's up with that?
I don't know. That happens way too much.
But it seemed like a bunch of people did.
Yeah. I don't know why that continues to be a thing, but it did. But yeah, nice shot yesterday of George Walker from the Tennessean getting a nice photo of Antonio Brown connecting with that left hand to Chris Jackson's face.
And he had a bunch of great photos from it. But yeah, shout out to George Walker, the legend. And you know, George, by the way, has covered this team just like several other people who are hanging around right now from day one.
Yep.
Like Teresa and Kaharski and Wyatt, Beauclair. Did I miss anybody? Is that the crew?
Yeah.
T-Mac, Terry McCormick, he been there since day one?
Possibly. If it's not day one, it's pretty close. Yeah.
Pretty close. But George Walker is as good as it gets out there. And, yeah, I'm sitting there on Twitter, and it wasn't just like one. You know, sometimes you'll see that, like one side will grab it. Like there were like three different people doing this yesterday. What's up with that? They ever apologize? I didn't, like, follow up.
No? It's the new generation of screenshotting something and just posting it. And I feel like people don't realize if you're a photographer, that is your career path. These are your photos.
It's your livelihood, yeah.
People just take them and screenshot them and post on social media and give them credit, people, if you're listening.
Yeah, is it really that hard? If, you know, great, you have your little NFL Twitter account or whatever. Is it really that hard to just at George Walker, give him the credit?
Well, one of them did it later, and I can't remember exactly who it was, but after they received a bunch of blowback, they eventually gave him. They never said anything about it. Never said, oh, sorry. Just eventually attached to the tweet, it said, photo credit, George Walker.
Thanks.
From the Tennessean.
All better.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, fight day yesterday. Now, other than the Antonio Brown scuffle, fight maybe a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, some pushing and shoving.
Pushing and shoving. But yeah, got a little intense yesterday at Titans and Bucks practice. And Bruce Arians talked about it after the practice as well. That got Michelle fired up. Michelle's not a big fan of Bruce Arians.
Oh, I was fired up after that comment. Asked him, I have a soundbite. We can listen to it really quick, okay?
Let's do that.
Do it.
Bruce Arians yesterday at Buccaneers and Titans practice after what I refer to affectionately as fight day in Tampa Bay or Tampa Bay, whatever you want, Joe.
Yes. Well, that's my new name for it.
That's right.
What can you say about the fighting?
The fighting? I didn't say any fighting. A lot of pushing and shoving. I didn't see any fists thrown.
Even Antonio Brown? Looked like there were
punches. Nah. Waving flies.
Waving flies.
Waving flies.
Now,
nice.
If you've seen George Walker's photo,
Which we just tweeted out
at 102.5 The Game. It's a pretty good fist. It's a big fly he's swatting if that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, what's he trying to say about Chris Jackson?
Yeah, I know.
I'll defend Bruce Arians just in the idea of, like, is it possible he didn't have a good angle on that? You got two fields going at once. I mean, I don't know where he was.
It's possible.
Michelle's not buying it. So you, in general, just don't like Bruce Arians?
No, I just think... See, not a lot of things in the media and press conferences get me heated up, but Robbie saw me this morning, and I was heated before you came in, Joe. The way he answered it and was like, oh, no, it's not a big deal. Like, and I get it. He might not have seen it in practice, don't get me wrong, and if he didn't see it. But then the reporter continued to ask another follow-up question after what we just heard and said, when you go back and watch the video, if you do see... you know, foul play or just, we're in preseason. Like, is that necessary?
Also, it's Antonio Brown, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's
sure
it's Antonio Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's had an issue or two in life. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, no, and just brushed it off. Like, will there be any consequences? No. And here you have Rabel blowing the whistle if people are taunting in practice. I don't know. I just think we talk a lot about the pros and cons of preseason and injuries, and that is the last thing you need. And then to brush it off like, oh, it's not a big deal. And plus Antonio Brown with his history. It just really irked me. And that's my little Michelle rant this morning.
I like it. Shout out to Chris Jackson. It's getting fair. Under Antonio Brown's skin, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I mean, because now, look, maybe he doesn't have to tell anybody. And he probably wouldn't. But, like, why wouldn't you have a consequence for someone who went that far, pulled off a helmet, and landed a punch? And again, is he not easily the biggest concern on your roster if you're Bruce Arians? I mean, it has to be, right?
Well, you do that in a game, you're getting kicked out.
Right.
And then maybe suspended.
And most people, like, get that and wouldn't, but I don't know about him.
I don't know about
AB,
him.
AB, who knows?
You know.
Who knows what he might do?
I don't know about him. Apparently, he's looked really good all training camp. But just another moment yesterday.
Talented football player.
There's any question about that. So what do we take away from this, Joe Rexroad? The Titans play really well on Wednesday. They dominate the practice. Tampa Bay responds in kind yesterday on Thursday. Mike Vrabel saying the Titans sucked at practice yesterday. What's the overall takeaway when you factor in the 2 days down there in Tampa Bay against the defending Super Bowl champions?
Well, I'll say it again. Go back to last season in the Bucs Super Bowl championship winning season. There were Sundays where they looked like a 4-12 team. So what I take away from it was what I knew I'd take away from it. Like, they got good work in. Like, every single time that Caleb Farley got torched by Mike Evans, good. What, do you think he's just going to come out and lock up Mike Evans or Chris Godwin? No, that's good. Humble him. Make him work on different things. I mean, you think Caleb Farley's a finished product as a rookie who hasn't played football in 2 years? No, I mean, that's great work. It's all great work. And, you know, of course, Vrabel, I don't doubt that he was legitimately mad. I mean, he's the coach of the team, and so he, you know, he has a feel for the entire product and knows that they had, I guess, this collective upper hand the day before. But, you know, I mean, he's going to say what he says, and they're going to move on and keep trying to get work in. I can't take any conclusions from any of this.
I can't take any conclusions from it either, other than I saw some people yesterday freaking out about the Titans offense, and I was just like, there was no Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, and Derrick Henry. What do you expect to happen
out
there?
It's not the Titans offense. Now, I understand, okay, well, why is it never the Titans offense? Okay.
Sure.
That's fine. That's a different discussion. But, right. I mean, you think those guys might make a difference?
I would think so. Not to mention the guys on the O-line. I mean, yeah,
you think like Ben Jones, the starting center, might help a little bit compared to Daniel Munyer? I think maybe. You think Nate Davis, who's like a really good young player, might help a little bit? I'm guessing so.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if there's much really to take away from the offensive part of it. And, you know, Marcus Johnson not on the field yesterday. Just there wasn't much coming from the offense for me. Just it's difficult to really make any judgments when your starting group's not out there. Now, we're starting to get to the point now for me anyway, and I don't know how many people feel this way, but like, we're getting close to – I mean, the starting group needs to be out there. Like, you need to start getting some reps together. I don't feel all that comfortable if I'm the Titans, you know, the week before the Arizona game is when you're all on the field for the first time. You need to start getting some of these guys out there and healthy and available and start getting some reps that way.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. Like, I would say – the number one thing is I think, Julio Jones and Tannehill. I mean, A.J. Brown, Tannehill, they got a great connection.
Yep.
Derrick Henry, you know. If Derrick Henry isn't out there taking any contact till the opener, that's fine. The receivers, I agree. And, you know, it's interesting, too. We'll see with Marcus Johnson. That's one to watch. That's the thing about Marcus Johnson. I mean, I think that's the thing that has led him here, because so many injuries have kind of hurt him at different points. You know, if he's going to miss a few days now, then you shuffle the deck again. Josh Reynolds is out there again. He's getting faster. Apparently had some good, you know, good work down there. Chester Rogers, I mean, Westbrook Akina, I guess, you know, had a couple big touchdowns yesterday too. So, but still, like you said, like the key guys are what you are. And I would say that Julio and Tannehill, the more work they can get, the better. If it's the week before the game, that's not ideal.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans, including getting some takeaways from Roger Saffold on how the last couple of days went for the Titans against Tampa Bay. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Nice jams bringing us into this Friday morning. Joe Rex Road, a big fan of his song.
This is a tradition now.
It is.
I mean, who doesn't feel it when Loverboy starts rocking it out, baby?
Everyone feels it.
Working for the weekend.
That's right. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Michelle, I believe your microphone is still on.
Michelle, your mic's on.
Oh, no.
Got that lover boy rocking and just, yeah, just, I get it. A little bit of chaos.
Just chaos everywhere.
Feeling the weekend.
I got a text that says, exactly my concern. I don't think I can remember a time where our starters didn't practice. What brought this on? Why change it if it's not broken?
Huh?
I think under Vrabel, the starters not practicing has been, I don't know that routine is the right word, but common, I would say.
Yeah, I would say, well, and that was the big, the one year, remember, like, Corey Davis.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, but I mean, it was an injury. I mean, the thing with Vrabel and practice, first of all, I mean, you listen to Vrabel talk after a lot of these practices, especially if you talk about, hey, how about this guy who did really well today? Yeah, well, he was available. He was out on the field today. I mean, there's some passive aggressive, like, yeah, it's good to be available out there.
That's really sure, like the first sure thing like he talks about.
Oh, yeah.
When he's talking, like every time he's been asked about Marcus Johnson or Chester Rogers this year, well, they're available. They've been out there every day.
Right. So, I mean, look, I think Vrabel would love for all of them to be out there practicing all the time. I guess you could say, you know, Vrabel just says, trainers, whatever you think, fine. But I think Vrabel is very much a let's not mess around with anyone who has any kind of injury. So, now, I'm guessing that at times there are probably situations where he's like, man, yeah, I mean, just like probably most coaches, really? You can't go today? Hangnail or whatever it is, but I don't know. I just the way he even goes about preseason games. It's not like he's he's pushing the let's get the starters for a half of this preseason game. He's big on, I think, let's not have some devastating injury in a situation that doesn't matter. But I mean, a lot of these guys have injuries. I mean, with Julio Jones, I think, you know, maybe early on it was a little bit of like preemptive load management. With Derrick Henry right now, I mean, who can argue about that, you know?
I don't think anybody.
Derrick Henry knows the offense, knows the offensive line, is in tip-top shape, is staying fine. In tip-top shape. He doesn't need – he's just a different case.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a totally different kind of back, but, like, I mean, Barry Sanders used to just, like, show up at the end of camp, like, okay, go run for 1,800 yards
That's
now.
Right.
It's, like, that specific job – is, yeah, you're relying on other people, but like he knows how to do it. So it's not – I mean, I don't think Vrabel likes doing this, but also clearly even guys who are healthy and who are practicing really well and he likes the practice, he still will say, okay, today you're having a random day off. He's big on that. It's a player's mentality approach. And obviously as a guy who played in the league for a long time, he can see the value in that.
Let's go back to the text line. Got a texter that says, I'm pumped about this football season. Already got tickets to 2 games. Tighten up. So this texter is not derailed by the Titans sucking yesterday.
I think you're making a big mistake,
yeah,
texter.
Could be.
I don't know, man. I mean, still listen to Jared.
At practice yesterday could change the whole trajectory of the season.
I mean, Jared had him winning the Super Bowl after Wednesday, and now clearly after yesterday, I totally get it. Like they're going to be terrible this year. That practice was, I think it exposed all the issues.
5-12?
If that.
We kid, people.
Yeah, I'm
don't
just
text
kidding.
Us.
Yes. They'll be good this
we're
year.
Glad that you're excited. It's an exciting time to be a Titans fan. And, look, we're excited, too. Looking forward to getting things rolling here, getting through the rest of the preseason and the regular season beginning on September the 12th for the Titans. So looking forward to that. So we've talked about kind of what our takeaways from the last couple of days have been with the Titans. But what about the players? Roger Saffold, who is – I think one of the most thoughtful and really interesting guys that the Titans have on their team. Always pretty candid with his comments. He spoke yesterday after day 2 of practice for the Titans against the Buccaneers about what exactly the team gained out of the last couple of days against Tampa Bay. Here's what Roger Saffold, Titans offensive guard, had to say yesterday after practice.
You guys have talked about how this is going to be a good measure. I mean, you guys have found a lot of players, but how do you like it?
You know, it was kind of like a heavyweight bout, especially in the trenches, man. You know, you kind of want that. You kind of want to see where you stand there as a team. I thought that we really played for each other. Everybody played hard. You know, in this type of weather and humidity, guys were just out there fighting. We're a little bit low on the offensive line right now, and being able to battle through definitely, I think, put a couple notches on our belt as far as just, you know, conditioning, effort in the game. You know, this is going to pay dividends for later. But honestly, we do this because when you're going to get somebody that's not your team, you know, you're just going to get higher, faster, more physical. physical reps, and you can't duplicate these reps except in a game. And I think it's just another way for guys that won't be playing in the preseason game to get some real game time reps. You know, a lot of these guys I've played with a ton before, but I haven't got to meet them personally either. So it's good to kind of, you know, meet the guys that you work with day in and day out.
That was Roger Saffold yesterday after practice, and must have talked like immediately when he got off the field, maybe after running a rep.
I mean, I thought you had the wrong clip there. You know, there was like this like news story about like OnlyFans or whatever on Twitter. I was like, geez, there's a lot of heavy breathing going on in there, man.
Good Lord.
But like, luckily, Roger caught the. I don't know either. Yeah. Roger caught his breath, and
he did. Great answer though, by Saffold.
Pushed forward. That was a good answer. Yeah.
All righty.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Never know what's going to happen on this show either. 24 minutes in, already done for the rest of the day. So Saffold saying there that, you know, obviously they're thin on the offensive line right now. These reps are reps that you can't really replicate in practice because the intensity goes up when you're playing against another team. Says these are reps that will benefit them down the road as well. I'm interested to see from an offensive line standpoint, like, depth is just it's a problem right now with the injuries that they've sustained. That's, you know, we're going to talk, you know, more about what we're looking for in the game Saturday coming up in the next segment. But one of the things that I'm looking for that didn't quite make my top five, can the offensive line stay healthy? Like, it's very important for the guys who are going to be in there now to stay healthy because they just don't have a lot of bodies right now at the offensive line. And you've got to find a way to get through this game coming up on Saturday and making sure that you're healthy so you can move forward throughout the rest of the camp from that. That may be priority one on offense on Saturday is, hey, offensive line, please don't get hurt. Be great.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the – look, obviously Taylor Lewan coming back, that looks good. Saffold has been back in there. That's great. But, I mean, you look at the rest of the potential starting line. Now, Kendall Lamb, it's been like a week. Nate Davis has kind of been in and out a little bit, but he's mostly been missing a lot of time. And Ben Jones has been a while. And, you know, Ben Jones is up there in age, has had a lot of injuries, has been one of those guys who has had to sort of rally on a Sunday after not being able to practice during the week. I mean, he's so important to this team. It's also important that, like, another backup center be available. And I don't know what the deal is with Aaron Brewer right now, but he hasn't been able to participate. I mean, that's a guy in the next couple of weeks who would be very important to emerge on the field. But, yeah, I think that's absolutely probably the biggest concern on the injury front is just when you've got guys now who have missed this much time, then it's like, okay, so what exactly are we talking about here? Like you see like A.J. Brown and Julio Jones on the exercise bikes. Okay. You know,
they're fine.
Whatever. Yeah, it's nothing big. When you don't see guys for a while, then that's when it's like, okay, so this could be pretty significant. And look, if this team has to go into a regular season game with Daniel Munyer at center, that's just a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not been snapping the ball well. And
or blocking.
Or well. Blocking. Well, that's not a very good combo.
Other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. And that's going pretty well. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Both Joe and I will look ahead at what we're looking for in this game for the Titans coming up on Saturday against Tampa Bay. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Fair to call John Harbaugh the greatest preseason coach of all time.
Must be. Yeah.
Good for him.
He's got a ring.
He does.
So, you know, so that, but I mean,
just
I don't
adds
know.
To his, which on, one's on, better?
Yeah, you weigh them both. It's very close.
Congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens.
How weird.
Speaking of preseason, the Titans taking on the Buccaneers in an actual game coming up on Saturday. Joe Rexroad, you'll be there. You'll be in the house for the Titans and the Buccaneers as well. What are five things that you're looking for? That your top five things that you're going to be watching for the Titans as they take on Tampa Bay coming up on Saturday?
So I'm looking at this sort of like what I'd like to see coaching decision-wise.
Sure.
Okay. So one would be Caleb Farley playing. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that's in the cards. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying if he's out there now battling these guys an individual and he's in some team stuff, I think it would be – if you want to you know, get him in and possibly have him ready for the opener, I would say a couple real games, parts of a couple real games would be really good for him. So that's, I'm looking at number three. I'm looking for number three out there. Is he ready? I don't know. I think that would obviously make the game a lot more interesting. And frankly, I'm in the business of this game being more interesting.
That's correct.
Missing the practices and going down there to watch Bruce Arians play his third stringers. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Really looking forward to Kyle Trask, though.
We're all mad at Bruce Arians today.
We are all mad at Bruce today.
Darn you, Bruce, and your Despicable Me face shield. Number two, I want to see more work. It kind of follows that, but more work for the secondary regulars in general. I think, you know, Byard and Hooker had a series. I mean, I think it's whoever the receivers are. To me, it's there's still a value in all those guys working as a unit, working in tandem. I mean, I don't care who's at receiver. Christian Fulton, get those reps. You can't put everybody in bubble wrap. You know, Fulton, Elijah Molden didn't get to play in the first one. Is he gonna come after Chris Jackson? I don't mean like Antonio Brown coming after Chris Jackson. I'm saying, is he gonna come after his job, not punch him in the face? Elijah Molden is a
really Chris Jackson alone.
Yeah, the poor guy. But I just would like to see that. I just think the secondary, you know, you have a chance to get more work in games like this with less contact and less just, you know, worry about injury. So I think those guys playing together as long as possible would be good. I'd like to see Des Fitzpatrick get more reps, get a real opportunity, and see if he can make some plays. Sounds like he, you know, made, you know, a little bit of an impact in these practices. I mean, this is a big, big moment for him to see if he can get into a better situation in the receiver room. So I'd like to see him get the opportunity. I mean, you know, I'm guessing Marcus Johnson doesn't participate after missing practice yesterday. I feel like it's almost Chester Rogers almost gotten to the point where it's like, okay, you better sit down. We're fine.
Yeah.
Westbrook Akina, I don't know. I mean, I think right now he's in good shape, but you know, Fitzpatrick should get a lot of this game and see what he can do. I'd like to see the exact same thing with Dylan Raiduns that we saw in the first game, which is a ton of this game at right tackle. Now, they're probably going to start out with Quesenberry at right tackle. And, you know, Tyson Brilo is another thing to watch on the offensive line. Can he get out there and play? I mean, I think the more they can get him going, the more guys they can get ready, the better. But, you know, I would say Raiduns get a lot of the game at right tackle. Now, to that point, we've just been talking about injuries. We don't know exactly what's going on with Ben Jones and Nate Davis, especially. I mean, are they looking at this like, well, Dylan needs to get ready inside because, you know, Sombrilo, Quessenberry, who knows on Lamb too, but you've got some tackles.
Right.
And the interior is where you're more thin. So, but as long as you feel okay, like Nate Davis can come back, then I think Raiduns should be competing at right tackle. And my last thing is Mekhi Sargent to get, like, the whole freaking game. Darrington Evans is another injury that we don't know the extent or duration at this point. We know what Jeremy McNichols is. And right now, because Evans got hurt, I like McNichols' chances of making this team a lot more. You know, they trust McNichols, and he was out there last year, did the job. But, they know what he is. I think Mekhi Sargent, I'd like to see how he does, you know, in a game against another opponent in pass protection a lot, because that's what it comes down to. If Mekhi Sargent can be good there, then I think he could beat out McNichols. Now, I also feel like if Evans is fine, then, you know, you may not, I mean, Sargent may not make the team too. Hill, Sargent, I mean, but if one of those three guys is going to make the team, I'd like Sargent to get a real opportunity. I've liked how he's run the ball, and I know sometimes with rookies you worry, especially in that aspect of the game. And if Darrington Evans if you don't feel good about him being healthy, you probably want the trustworthy Jeremy McNichols. But I just think Mekhi Sargent has a little bit more to give as a runner.
Yeah, I'm going to be really interested to see how they handled it. I mean, look, I thought last year in the limited opportunities that he got, I mean, Jeremy McNichols was fine. He was good. I mean, I think they trust him in pass protection, as Jared Stillman pointed out yesterday here on the show. So I think you know that you've got that there. But Sargent, look, he played well in that first game against Atlanta. And to your point, I think maybe does bring a little bit more explosiveness to the table. So I'm interested to see how they do that. And Radins is going to be on my list too, and we'll get to mine coming up here in just a few minutes. But he's a guy that, to your point, he might have to get ready and play in both positions. Like, you might need him to play a tackle, and you might need him to move inside as well. So I'd honestly like to see him play the whole game, like the entire game from start to finish. I would like to see Dylan Radins play.
I mean, there aren't that many linemen available.
I
anyway,
know.
So I agree. He basically, he played all but what, the last series or two?
Yeah.
Right? I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it's also one of those things where you have so many injuries. Like, now, what if he gets hurt? But yeah. You got to get
him ready. What else
you
going to do right now? Yeah.
That's a guy who every rep helps him right now.
Yeah, and a guy that you're hoping at some point this year can be a factor for you, that can come in and can help you. I mean, we've talked about it a lot, but you take a guy in the second round, that's what's got to happen on that point. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I'm excited to see the backup quarterback situation again. They both looked pretty decent in game one. They did. Matt Barkley, Logan Woodside played well. I would like to see Woodside play at least three quarters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
He needs, if he's going to be your backup, which I think he is, give him all the reps.
So you don't think Barkley can make a game of this?
I'm not saying he can't make a game of it. I'm just done doubting Logan Woodside. Like, I think he's going to be the backup quarterback.
Apparently he threw a couple just atrocious picks yesterday.
It's all right.
cut him. I don't know, man. I think he needs to be cut. Someone on Twitter, I think they were just trolling me, but they were like, Vrabel needs to be fired. After the it sucks comment. Well, if you can't get your team ready, then you need to be fired. I'm like, I totally agree. We don't fire enough coaches after bad
after
practices.
Preseason practices.
It's just not done enough.
I'm going to hope that was some sarcasm.
I was getting trolled, like, which happens way too often.
including my
only fans account tweeted at me? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. That's the second reference that we've had.
Today is the only fans day here on Robbie and Rex Road.
That is correct.
We just want to hear from only fans of ours.
Thank you. You going to make you an account when they change their platform?
I know I don't have one already. Well,
that's a good point. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans. I'll give you five things I'm looking for the Titans as they head down to Tampa Bay. I guess head down is not the right word. They're already down there in Tampa Bay as they play against Tampa Bay tomorrow night in the preseason. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 102.5 The Game is bringing you Nashville's best coverage of training camp presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans, Frontier Basement Systems, the All Things Basement Company, the Trenches Shop Gallery and Boutique, and the Cut Truck Mobile, Nashville's newest barbershop on wheels. You have control of the time and place. Book your appointment today at thecuttruckmobile.org. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Talking Titans, looking ahead to the preseason matchup number two for the Titans, this one coming against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm interested to see, number one, what does the playing time kind of look like for some of the starters? We know what it's going to look like for Tampa Bay. Probably going to be a light day for most of their guys. I don't think Tom Brady's going to play at all. I think a lot of their guys offensively probably not going to play at all as well. So not going to be much of a look from Tampa Bay's side of things. If you're Vrabel, do you handle it the same way? How much does Tannehill get in? Does he get in at all? That's going to be really interesting to see on that front. Big Ryan Tannehill takes a snap on Saturday?
We suck. So, Tannehill, you get the whole game. How about that?
That's right.
So Vrabel said to his guys yesterday.
Yes.
Byard, get out there. Jeff Simmons, come on. I need
three quarters.
I wanted a bigger fight from you. Come on. You're going to play the whole game.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing it'll probably be somewhat similar to how the Titans did the first game, would be my guess. What I'm hoping is that Vrabel looks at it like Arians looks at it with the third game, so that the fans here can actually see some of these guys
yeah.
Next Saturday. I'm not optimistic about it, but I think that there's a case to be made for a little bit of that.
You ready for Justin Fields coming in next Saturday?
Oh, how about that? Yeah.
Oh, man. It's going to be a big day for
you. I hope the Bears look at it that way, too, then. Hope Matt Nagy looks at it that way.
Oh, he'll play. Andy Dalton's QB1.
Well, that's true. Andy Dalton is QB1 anyway. That'll be interesting. We get to see both of those guys, Dalton and Fields.
And then Nick Foles.
Oh, yeah.
What a quarterback trio, man.
Good old Nick Foles. You know, it was 14 years ago. A young freshman Nick Foles got to be interviewed by me, along with sitting right next to a young freshman Kirk Cousins. Can you imagine that? And they were freaking great freshmen. I was like, these guys are incredible.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to be good quarterbacks, but they'll probably never make the NFL. But these guys are great quotes.
And here they are still playing.
Actually, Foles was supposed to be awesome.
Yeah.
He was a big recruit. Cousins was like, why is this walk-on who should be playing at Hope College here? And look what happened.
Still a starter in the league. Maybe your interview was the spark for both of them. Cousins and Foles.
I feel like they enjoyed it. I could tell.
I'm sure they did. All right, so a few things I'm looking for in the game for the Titans on Saturday. Someone emerging at safety, right? Like, you've got Hooker, you've got Byard that you feel good about. But they've been making a ton of moves at safety over the course of the last couple of weeks due to injury and due to trying to find some people to come in there and have an actual competition behind those two guys. Like, we feel good about Matias Farley for the most part in the way that he's played in camp up to this point, but injuries have ravaged through that safety spot. Who can emerge at safety behind Hooker and Byard? Really looking forward to that one coming up on Saturday.
That's a great one. I mean, it's been a revolving door, and I agree with Stillman on Cruikshank. We talk about availability. It's not been his strong suit.
No. Looking forward to Sam Ficken getting to kicking on Saturday as well. No Tucker McCann at practice yesterday, so my guess is, Sam Ficken is going to be the kicker for the Titans tomorrow, and he'll get every kick. Can he take advantage of that opportunity? It would be great if one of these two would win the job, but you know what would also be great, Joe Rexrode? If the two of them played really well throughout the rest of camp and throughout the rest of the preseason, and then forced you to make an actual decision at kicking. Like, you're playing so well that we actually have to make a decision, and it's a difficult one. That would be great. So Sam Ficken, the opportunity is now there for him. He's got to take advantage of it.
What if Ficken's perfect, and then McCann comes back, and he's perfect, and they're both amazing, and then they still just sign Gostkowski at the end?
Maybe so.
Could happen.
It is not out of the realm of possibility. I'm looking for Des Fitzpatrick. He needs to play at least two quarters. You know, he barely got in at all in the last game. You know, we've talked so much about his struggles. Like, give the kid an opportunity in a game just to see how he responds, see what he plays like. Can he make some plays? There's a video that came out yesterday. He made a nice play on kind of a fade route in the corner of the end zone. Caught the ball, scored the touchdown.
Kind of a one-handed catch.
Yeah, one-handed catch for Des Fitzpatrick. So I would like to see him get some significant playing time, at least half the game, just to see what you've got. Can he step up? Can he make some plays for you? I realize that room's crowded, and I don't think Marcus Johnson's going to play. I probably wouldn't play Chester Rogers all that much at this point either if I'm Mike Vrabel and the Titans. But you've still got your Mason Kinseys and your Cam Batsons, your Nick Westbrook Akinas. Fred Brown. You've got a lot of guys out there that are going to generate some playing time. But I would like to see a whole lot of Des Fitzpatrick and Racy McMath tomorrow as well. I think it's really important he gets in.
Totally.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, McMath is another a special teams
guy
to watch. He's got to make an impact.
I still want to see Christian Fulton play a lot in the first half. He needs to make some plays. Can he be sticky in coverage? Honestly, I'd like to see him play both on the outside and inside as well to see. And I don't know that that's going to happen in this game. But that's you're talking about if Caleb Farley emerges and he's able to be a factor this year. I would imagine at that point you're moving Christian Fulton inside. I don't know that, but that would be my guess. So I would like to see him play in both spots just to get a good look at him from that perspective.
Yeah, that's a great point. And they haven't given, as far as I have seen, they haven't given Fulton a snap inside. Again, you're getting him ready, but I think Caleb Farley is, he's an outside corner for sure if he plays. And you can't expect a rookie to all of a sudden, okay, now go in there and do that. But Fulton has done it. So I agree. Like, it would make sense in this game in these games for him to get a little bit of a look just to be ready. And who knows? I mean, Fulton may not be better in there than Molden or Chris. Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like if Farley can play, Farley's going to be tough to keep off the field.
And then finally, can Rashad Weaver build off what he just did last week? Can he continue to make a push for that third spot at outside linebacker? Obviously, he was really impressive against Atlanta. Can he continue that against Tampa Bay? I mean, John Simon been getting a lot of playing time there. It would be nice if you're the Titans to develop a rotation that you can feel good about and maybe use situationally. Maybe take some snaps away from, I don't know, a Harold Landry at some point and not get 95% of the snaps on the field on the defensive side of the ball. Can you develop an actual rotation at outside linebacker? Really interested to see John Simon and Rashad Weaver, and can they build on what they did last week?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, Simon has been he's been out there, you know, with the ones, and he's fine. I mean, it's been it's kind of impressive. He can come in and immediately pick it up, and he's fine. And I think Roberson, you know, you still see here and there with Roberson some flashes. But, yeah, I feel like Weaver is clearly the best option at three as long as he can keep progressing, as long as, you know, he can have everything down and be responsible and all that stuff. I just feel like he brings a explosive kind of strength element to it, and also the length that could really be useful. And like you said, a little bit of a break for Harold Landry may not be the worst thing in the world.
May not.
I mean, I guess I could say too, like, hey, I'd love to see, like, hey, how about some Bud Dupree Saturday? I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt he gets in there. Although, if he does, makes that game a lot more interesting.
Sure does. But he looks just running around and everything. He looks good. I mean, it's going to be just, there's just so many things about this team that I think are like the very first time you see it will be like the first series against Arizona, including Dupree, probably Lawan protecting against an opponent.
Maybe Caleb Farley.
Probably Julio Jones. Possibly Caleb Farley. I think that's one of those where if he doesn't get into these at all, is he really going to be out there right away in the opener? I would think not.
Probably not. But to your point, I mean, he's doing team drills now. He's doing individual matchups. I mean, he's running stride for stride with Mike Evans. Put him out there.
Well, but the question is, okay, are you ready for him to tackle people to the ground?
Right.
I don't know. But, I mean, if he's doing all the stuff he's doing and looks how he looks doing it, and he looks fast and explosive, then why? At what point then does tackling become okay? I don't know.
At Gators_Z on Twitch, Tampa Bay Gus and Quinn all over us yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
A nice fantastic reference to Rex Rhodes' dogs there. Well done.
Last night, you know, Caroline's 11th birthday. Shout out again. Day after your birthday.
Happy birthday, Caroline.
Greek food was her choice. She wanted Greek food. So we got that and this awesome ice cream cake. But Quinn actually kind of bit me a little bit. And Katie's like, yeah, they heard you talking trash about them on the radio.
So.
Oh, and by the way, they pooped in the bonus room today.
Oh, good.
Because you have to close it with this like little stool or else they push through.
Yeah.
And they will, and they think
make
it's
their
a
own
bad
stool.
Like they, and then they have a stool, and they did. So I've left that. In fact, I'm glad you brought up Quinn. Thank you for bringing up Quinn. I need to text him and say, "Hey, clean up the poop." This is just good radio, right here.
A lot of improvement on the Rex rant from earlier this week.
Yeah, it's really made an impact.
That's a nice Happy Friday, Rex Road. Yeah. Katie's gonna get a text, and you're gonna be like, "By the way, I didn't do that." But
yeah. And by the way, I'm flying to Florida today. Hey, good luck, everybody.
See ya.
Enjoy have the fun. Poop. Enjoy the poop all weekend.
See y'all on Sunday. Oh, looking forward to this game. How excited are you for this preseason game? Are you just hoping something interesting happens tomorrow?
Yeah.
While you're there?
I will say that I looked at this one. I've kind of looked at these like, okay, the second one will be the third one.
Yeah, me too.
And so I was like, I think it's important to go cover that one. And then Bruce Arians this week is like, wah, wah. I mean, it makes sense. But there's still... there's going to be interesting stuff in that field. I mean, it's not going to necessarily, you know, impact the starters, key players in this team, but there are some interesting battles from guys in this team that are going to help be decided Saturday night.
You'll be able to write a column off this game.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I can write a column off just about anything. Just blah, blah, blah.
Maybe a 53-man roster projection, since you're at one right now. And my over-under was 3.5.
I know. Actually, I think I might have to do another 53.
Come on. All right. Getting closer.
Get it to 2.
That's right.
But I think it's going to be 3. I think I'm going to be on the under, man. But that'd be a good over-under. If you're 3.5, I mean, if I'm right there, then that's a good – you set a good line.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of college football. I'll take a deeper look at the first year for Josh Heupel and Clark Lee. We've talked about what success could look like for both of those programs. Are we maybe rushing the gun a little bit too much on actually expecting success? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexrode, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.